morning. My guest this morning is Deborah Huth, who is here to tell us about the fourth annual Asian Marketplace Sale and Fundraiser at the Glaser Center on Mendocino Avenue, Saturday, November 23rd, noon to 4 p.m. Good morning to you, Deborah.
Hi, good morning.
Well, you spoke before the interview started about how you came to be presenting this event, the fourth annual one of its kind, at the Glaser Center. So give us a little précis of that. Our time's limited, so we can't take too long.
Okay. Well, I've traveled around the world to over 100 countries for the past many, many years. And about 5 years ago, I decided that it was time for me to start giving back to some of the countries and some of the people that have given me so much pleasure over my years. So my husband and I went to Cambodia, which is a country that has greatly touched our heart, and started working as volunteers with an organization that was working with poor and orphan children, helping support the education and bringing back their traditional arts, which had been lost during the Khmer Rouge period. So we started working there, and I got the idea that not only to use our talents to work with the kids while we were over there, but that I could use my love of preserving traditional arts and crafts and buy things in Asia from our travels and then have a sale here once a year. So people here, rather than just giving donations to some unknown place, could buy beautiful things, gifts for Christmas.
I have photographs here, and believe me, they are beautiful things.
And all of the profits, we go every year in January to Cambodia, as we're going again this year to Anjali House. And all of the profits I use in the projects that we're working with, helping particularly young girls support their education and be able to have a future.
Well, I note from the photographs that I'm seeing of the sale that this is not a sale that people are going to have to mortgage their homes to participate in, that you have a lot of items that are very beautiful and appear to be well within a lot of people's budgets anyway.
Exactly. That was my idea. Most of the items that I have, which are under $50, they range from $10 to $50, are beautiful silks from Thailand, Cambodia, Burma. And then I have higher end for the real connoisseurs. I have traditional hand-woven textiles from Burma, Cambodia, and India.
How long does it take you to collect a show's worth of merchandise?
Well, basically, this is the way we travel. We go
You're always
over
collecting it.
Well, we go over when we go to Cambodia. We go over with one piece of hand luggage for myself and my husband, and then we have two big duffel bags which we take vitamins, medicines, and clothing to bring over there. We leave that there, and then whatever fits into those two big duffel bags is what I bring back, and that's why the sale is only once a year for 4 hours.
By this time, you must be very well received by the people you see in the countries that you go to.
Yes, I am, and we're always very happy to see them and to see the progress, particularly of the one family, two families that we're working with the girl now in university, and so happy, which is a big difference from the United States. When children are allowed to go to school over there, it is like winning the lottery, not like here where, oh, I have to go to school. It's the greatest gift that you can give a child is the gift of education.
Well, over there, many of the alternatives to going to school are extremely unpleasant.
Yes, and that is this organization, Anjali House, takes the children off the street who are working instead of going to school, selling things to tourists, and gives them a way of going to school and that their parents can also make a living. And particularly for girls in Asia, they're very vulnerable to the sex trade.
Right.
So giving them a vocation is very important.
I bet you have many success stories.
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's great. How nice to be in your position. And I always thank people for coming on the show, but I also thank you for what you do. What you do is essential.
Thank you very much. It just, my idea is that things get overwhelming and really one person can make a difference with one person.
Absolutely.
That's all it takes.
Okay, friends, it's the fourth annual Asian Marketplace Sale and Fundraiser, and you will not want to miss it. It's at the Glaser Center on Mendocino Avenue, Saturday, November 23rd, noon to 4 p.m. Here's a number for information, but really you can just come. The number is 479-9597. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.